we are. Gimel Teves, Zos Chanukah, Sunday the 1st of January. Rabbi Doniel Rowe, Zos Chanukah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the Refer Shlema of Sora Chaya Bas Blima Freda Meriam.
The end of the Nesi'im and the beginning of Parash Baal Oitzchah, we actually refer to the menorah, and this gives the day the name. It's the source of the name Zos Chanukah. So I wanted a little bit talk about what it means Zos Chanukah. We actually minag yisrael is to think there's more to it than just it's a key part word in the leining, but there's actually something about. The word Zos Chanukah literally means this is Chanukah. This is, in the particular case of the Nesi'im, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach. This is what it is, the Chanukah HaMizbeach. And there's a principle, there's a general sense that the eighth day of Chanukah, the culmination, is somehow contains all of Chanukah in it. On one level, it's relatively easy to understand what that might be. Because as Yadua Mefursam, many speak about it, the Maharal very famously, the Groh as well, you put it together, we see that the numbers, every number that we have tells us a huge amount about what's happening. The number is the abstract form of something, and anything to do with the number 8 always expresses, as we know, the number 6 expresses the natural within the natural, the way you'd look at the world structured if you didn't see anything higher. The number 7 always expresses when you actually do see something higher within the natural, and the number 8 expresses something that's above. If you think about it, you take a shape of three-dimensional space, you take a cube, you take a point in one dimension, you stretch it into a line, you stretch it in two dimensions, it becomes a plane with four. It becomes a plane, you stretch it in three dimensions, it becomes a cube which has 6 sides. The Babylonians, in fact, in general, lots of cultures liked always counting with the number 6 as their number. The reason is it's a highly divisible number. 6 is a number you can split into half very easily enough, whole numbers split into a third enough, whole numbers. They love to see the world as the number 6. That's how you get concepts like measurements like a dozen or like inches, 12 inches. This all comes from back then. But the Yisrael always saw the world in the number 7. We always saw that there's Sheishim Ebereshis, but there's a Shvi, Yom HaShvi, there's Shabbos. If you like, you've got the cube, but you've got a center point. It's invisible, but it holds the whole thing together. And then there's a number 8, which is always where we go beyond. The word in the counting in Lashon HaKodesh, so the number 5 already, the letters Chamisha is the same as the letter Simcha, but when we go beyond, we hit the number 6, which is Sois, as in Sosin, is higher than number 7. Shiva is where you have completion, Sevilla. You have a full fulfillment. We count the week in 7, we count the 7 years to Shemitah, we count the 7 Shemitahs to Yovel, we count everything in terms of 7s. And then the number 8, which is to go beyond. Shemona is Milosh and Shamein, it's an extension beyond the boundaries. When something is bigger than it ought to be, it also has that word. But it's always when something is beyond where it ought to be, given its physical constraints, even beyond the number 7. So we see, for example, when we take Bris Milah, which is to take a physical body and say there's a Kedusha that you couldn't otherwise see, that's the number 8. Or the letters, in fact, when we see within a human who looks like a physical being, we see something much higher than Neshama. So the Neshama is the letter Shemona. It's the letters of the concept 8. And that's the idea that when a human can bring Torah into the world as well, when we can be a partner with the Rabbeinu Shalom and Torah Shebaal Peh, it's recorded as Mishnah, which is also the letters of Shemona. So it's whenever we see a dimension that is really beyond this world, manifest in this world, we use Shemona. And on Chanukah, when it came to the eighth day, when the Shemen, when the oil had burned for 8 days, that's when they saw there was a higher dimension, there was something greater. And that's when they realized that the Melchama itself wasn't just that we should have one day Yom Tov and say thank you, Moedah Mahalah, but it's actually we're celebrating the full Gilui, the full revelation of the Nes of Hashem, of something from beyond this world penetrating into this world. And that's therefore Zos Chanukah. This is where you see there's something else happening. And of course, the oil itself, Shemen, is also the root of the word Shemoinah. This is also what is happening here. So we feel, therefore, in one sense, it's natural that the eighth day reveals something that the other days didn't reveal. It tells us what was really going on all the other days. It's this is the Hanukkah in a way that wasn't obvious until this point. But if that's a relatively straightforward point, then we can have a kasha on it, which is the actual Loshon, Zois Hanukkah Samizbeach. This is the Hanukkah Samizbeach. The idea that at its culmination, at the end point, you suddenly see what was really going on all along. When it came to the original Hanukkah Samizbeach, Zois Hanukkah Samizbeach doesn't refer to the end point. It refers to the beginning. It refers to the first day. That's a B'yoyim Himasha Choysoy. It's on the beginning. In fact, there seems to be a contradiction in the Pesukim, a steer in the Pesukim, because in Pesuk Pei Dalet we say, Zois Chanukah Samizbech B'yoyim Himasha Choysoy. The Chanukah Samizbech is right from the beginning. In Pesuk Pei Chas, we seem to say that Zois Chanukah Samizbech Achrei Himasha Choysoy. The Chanukah Samizbech takes place afterwards. And Rashi says, actually, the Pshutah is really the first that's Ikar. Others learn it really means both. There's a Medrash that seems to imply one is Bekoyach and one is Befoyal, or actually seems to say. One is, there's a Chanukah Samizbeach in the beginning, but it's still only in its potential state. At the end of the 12 days in the Siyam, now you see it in its full state. The Imre Emes brings that in Avodas Hashem, it's the Achrei Moshech. It's easy to be inspired in the beginning, in the moment. It's can it last all the way through? That's But either way, even if we're going to say there's a beginning and an end to Zois, then that would raise the question of why Zois Chanukah in principle, why we make such a big fuss about the eighth day, really in many ways we should make a fuss about the first day. And in fact, of course, Beis Shammai do. Right? It's our Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Machlokes. Beis Shammai say that really you light the eight Neiros on the first day. That's where you see the full gilui of what goes on. But we, our minag, of course, our minag or halacha, actually, is we pass in Beis Hillel, and therefore for us, the minag is Zois Chanukah, we make a big issue of the last day. But this I want to bring out as a very important point, and there's a reason, I think, perhaps for it, and it's as follows. Normally we say, Sof Ma'aseh Machshava Techila, that the end of something, when it culminates, it's achieved in this world, it's a gilui, it's a revelation of that which was there in vision at the beginning. This is what the Medrash means. There's a Zois Chanukah, there's a beginning. At the beginning of the process, we already have a sense of what it could be. Then we've got to work all the way through, and then we get there, and there's another Zois Chanukah Samizbeach at the end. In other words, when you have the 12 Nesiim together, then you're finished. In the beginning, you have a vision. This is what the Chanukah Samizbeach is going to be. By the end, you have it actual. The difference between seeing a world b'koyach and seeing a world b'poyach, seeing a world in a potential state, how it should look right from the beginning, and seeing it in its actual state, how it comes out, is divided in Torah between the world of Beis Shammai and the world of Beis Hillel. We find, of course, that throughout Shas, machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and if you ask anybody what is the machlokes, what is the, if this is the common denominator to the worldview of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, most people will tell you, well, Beis Shammai is usually Machmir, Beis Hillel is usually Mekel. Now, of course, as a guiding principle, that's true most of the time, but it's not true all the time. Eilim Akule Beis Shammai Chumer Beis Hillel, you have a whole Perek and Shas. We have plenty of times where it's reversed. But more than that, we see Machlokes that have nothing to do with who's Machmir and who's Mekel. Chanukah is a very good example. Beis Shammai say, you light Poisel Holchin, you light 8 on the first night, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beis Hillel say, you add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Other machlokes that have nothing to do with Chumrah Kulas, many of them. You say, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, we pass in Beis Hillel. You say, Ma'orei Ha'esh, you say it only singular, like Beis Shammai. Nothing to do with Chumrah Kulas. And even in Hanukkah, how they behaved, you see a similar thing. The Gemara tells us that Shammai himself would go and every day buy food for Shabbos. On Sunday, he'd go already and buy food for Shabbos. Then if he saw better in the week, he'd take the second one for Shabbos, eat the first one. Hillel, Midah Cheres, he had a different attitude. Hillel would say, Baruch Hashem, Yoyim Yoyim. Every day, buy today's food, he'd worry about Shabbos. Chamishi, towards the end of the week, he'd worry about Shabbos. These have nothing to do with Chumran Kulav. And the way it's brought down in many different Sfarim is the same principle, which is this. That Shammai looks at the world from the perspective of Bekoyach, of its potential state. In others it's brought, Shammai Soit Shamayim, Shammai looks at the world and the Torah the way it looks from above, from the world of Shammayim. Hillel is from the other way around. Hillel looks at the world the way it comes out before, in the actual state. Hillel looks at the world the way it is, in its actual state, not its potential state. Of course, if you're going to look at the world in its potential state, you will usually be more machmeh, because usually the potential of something is greater than the way it is right now. But in all these other situations, you'll see that the machlokes, it fits perfectly once we understand this principle. Shammai always looks at the world, its potential state is always Shabbos. Ultimately, it's Olam Haba, Shekulo Shabbos. And therefore, Shammai only lives for Shabbos. He lives for the way of the world in its potential state. Every time he goes buying food, it's only to buy for Shabbos. If something else comes along, we worry about everything is prioritized on Shabbos, on the ideal state. Hillel says, today's a different day of avodas Hashem. Today we worry about today. You know, eventually we'll get to Shabbos. Or Borim Ora'esh, Ma'ora'esh. Shammai says, once there was one Briah of Or, once there was one creation of light, there's already the koyach, the potential for all other light that will ever happen. That's the only thing you need to be mevarech. Hillel is, no, every time you see befoil in the actual world, different light, you make a Borim Ora'esh. The plural lights, every single one is a different. Chanukah is perhaps the strongest of all of these. Clearest. Because in Chanukah, what happens on the first day? That in Shemayim they were Goyzer, there was a decree that the oil should have a koyach, should have a potential to last for 8 days. So Shammai, who looks at the world, the perspective of Shammai and its potential, its koyach, says, light 8 candles. The nes was that the oil was given the potential of 8 days. On the next day, how much potential was it given? Only 7 days. So now we light 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Hillel says, how does it come out before oil in the actual world? First day, you see a revelation. It lasted a whole day and there's still oil. Amazing. Next day, it lasted another one. Now we see there's 2 days of nes, 3 days, 4. So Hillel is looking at the world by how it comes out b'koyach, and Shammai looks at the world by how it goes b'koyach. Ordinarily in Torah, we celebrate both. We see Zois Chanukah Samizbech, the original Chanukah. This was already the first day, has the potential for 12 days of Hakrov and Asiyah. And then Acharei Mashach, 12 days later, you also see b'foyel, wow, we had these 12 days. But on Chanukah, we focus only on the b'foyel. Why? Because Chanukah from beginning to end, let's look at it this way. When you see something in its potential, you see something the way it looks in Shammayim, this is called an Isarusa de la Ela. The awakening, the dynamic of the relationship is can fully be given from above. When you look at something the way it comes out in this world, we're looking at what's called Isarusa de la Sata, how things are developed in the relationship between us and Hashem from below. We're the initiator. You know, the Machloka Shammai and Hillel continued. Because both of them, as we know in Ovis, taught Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had two Talmidim who took him out of Yerushalayim, Rav Yeshua and Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanus. And Rav Eliezer is called in Shas Rav Eliezer Shamuti. And one of the reasons why is because he's from still Shammai. So even in Yavne, we still have the Machloka Hillel and Shammai. And when it comes to the fateful day when we actually have to lose the Torah of Beis Shammai, the day of the town of Achanoi, the day when they're arguing in Yavne over the status of Tum and Tahara of a certain oven, and that day, Boisa Yom Heshev, Rav Eliezer brought Kol Tshuva Sheva Olam. He brought all the different proofs of the world of why he was right, and they didn't listen to them. And then in the end, he says, if the halachos come only, if it's like me, then Chorav Yechicha, they'll prove it with a carob tree, and the carob tree uproots itself. And the Chum say, we're not interested in carob trees. And then Amasamayim Yechiach, the river itself will prove, and the river flows in the wrong direction, and Chum aren't interested in that. Kosei Beis HaMedrash Yechiach, then they start to fall, and Rabbi Yeshua tells them not to, and they stay suspended. And the Oimek here, the depth I heard, is that what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, if you block my Torah is Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma. The Rosh Hashanah looks at the Torah and creates a world. There's a whole world reflects Torah. If you block the Torah that I'm teaching, then the world could fall apart. Everything could go wrong. And even the Torah itself that's being taught in this world could fall. Finally, he resorts to one last. Mishamayim Yechichu. They'll prove it in Shamayim. Yotz al Baskel. The Baskel comes out as Malachem Rav Eliezer. What are you up against Rav Eliezer? Sha'alocha kamoisa b'chol makov. The halacha is always Rav Eliezer. Because in Shamayim, they're always learning the halacha of Rav Eliezer. Shasha Olam Moshe Lamoroim, he hears them saying, Eliezer b'ni Oymekach, Eliezer b'ni Oymekach. and davens that he should have Eliezer. Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanas, this is the world of Beis Shammai, the world of the way Torah looks when it looks from Shammayim. And Rav Yeshua says, Eim Hashem in Baskel, we don't listen to Baskels, because Eloi Bashamayim. We're interested in the Torah Shabbat Pairs, it emerges, Yisarus of the Sata, as it comes up within us, from the ground upwards, the world of Beis Hillel. And there was no way, and we follow Achor Abim Lahatos, but there was no way to resolve that Machlokas. Because to Beis Shammai, Shammai is the Ikka. To Beis Hillel, Aretz is the Ikka. There is no way to even work out how you should solve that Machlokas. And they had to be Machrim, Rav Eliezer on that day. But the only way to hold the Torah is one. But it means that the whole difference in the world is, are we looking at the world from the perspective of the Isarus de la Eila? Are we looking at the way it's driven from above, or are we looking at the way it emerges from below? By the way, this is why Kedusha's Levi says that La'asid Lavoi, when it comes to Olam Haba, and we have brought Shammayim down to Oretz, when this is really what the world is, we will pass in base Shammai here as well. Because the Satan Eila will all be one. But be that as it may, Chanukah, of all the Mayadim, is the one that is Kimat Kuloi, nothing is Kuloi, Isarusa de la Sata, is that which emerges from below. Of course, Chanukah itself is the only Mayad that is created completely by the Rabbanon. Purim is partially, but there is still Nevuah. Everything else, all the Mayadim are either from Nevuah or directly in Torah itself. Chanukah, in fact, there's a famous... There's an Teres Skenim on the Shulchan Aruch who quotes a Medrash that says, Asidin Amoyad is Libotel. We have this a few times in Chazal. There will come a time when we don't have Moyadim anymore. And different Chazal say we'll have Yom Kippur or Purim, but this Medrash says that we'll have Purim and Chanukah. That after all the other Moyadim are gone, we will have still Purim and Chanukah. Amazing. Because those are ones generated partially fully with Isarusa de la Sata. They're generated from us, from below, in our being Dovak Bashem. But Chanukah was created by the Chachamim. But if we look deep into Chanukah, wherever we look in it, we will see it is always beginning, at least, with the Isarus de la Sata. It's beginning from our initiative below. It's beginning from the world in its actual state and drawing something down. Everything about it, nobody was mitzvah, nobody commanded them to go and fight the Yavonim. Nobody said you have to go to war over this. It was something they felt within them had to be done. And in fact, it became so deep and so powerful to fight for Torah that it becomes, we say in the Nusach and in Al-Anisim, Ravka Atabrachamecha Rabim, right? We say, what do we say? Ravka Srivam Dantos Dino Nakantos Nikmosim. You fought for them. But Klal Yisrael were never in danger in Golos Yavon. Every other time, in Mitzrayim we were in danger, in Purim, in Parasama we were in danger. Here we were not in danger, the Torah was in danger. But our feelings of Torah was so powerful that it became our Riv, our Nakama, our this. And in fact, the entire battle with Yavon was over this exact point. This is a very subtle point that is often not fully appreciated. The Medrash Rabbah says that in the second pasuk in the Torah, Haratzos Asoyu Vavoyu V'Choshech HaPnei Tehoim, that Shish Lakish brings it, that there's four phases of darkness, V'Ruach HaLekim HaRachepes HaPnei HaMayim V'Yom HaLekim HiAr. That corresponds amongst many other primal, it's a primal pattern that always manifests, that one goes through four phases of darkness before they go through light. But one of the manifestations of that pattern is, in the Medrash, that Yisrael goes to four different exiles, four Golios, before there is the Ruach HaLekim HaRachepes, the spirit of Hashem, which is Yemei Samashiach, and Yehi Ar, which is Olam Haba. And the four phases, so the first one is Bavel, that's Toyu, that's Chaos, Voyu is emptiness, is Paras Amadai, Choshech, the darkness, is Yavon, Tehoim is Edom, which we're into this day, but Choshech is Yavon. Sheikh Shichu Anim Shal Yisrael, they darken the eyes of Yisrael, because they were same with their various gzeiras, and they've made them right. Al Kisrei, Al Keren Hashara, and the horn of an ox. Ein Chelek Baloka Yisrael. We have no portion in the God of Israel. The gzeiros, if we look carefully, we see it's interesting that they were not goyz on Tarek mitzvahs. There was no gzeira on all the mitzvahs. The gzeira was on very specific mitzvahs. Mila, Kiddush Chodesh, Shabbos, Torah Sheva Al Peh. Some of which are obvious. Mila and Shabbos are very obvious things to attack, but Kashrus would have been obvious, Taras HaMishpacha. Lots of things one could have attacked. Yom and Tovim themselves, apart from Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't seem they banned Yom and Tovim necessarily. And if, what's this, Kiddush HaChodesh, you're banning Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, so what, so use a Luach instead. Where's the problem you're creating for Klal Yisrael by banning Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah? If you're trying to undermine the whole of, you're going to pick certain mitzvahs You're picking all the mitzvahs made up. You're picking certain. Why that one? And Torah Shabbat Peh? Now, no, there were different. There were instances where they were violating various of these things. But the Yesod Adavah and in Torah Shabbat Peh, what is the point of trying to ban Torah Shabbat Peh? You can't ban it unless you're going to ban people speaking. You could ban Torah Shabbat Chsav. You could have tried to. They could have tried to go after every Torah scroll. Except that all of these are ma'orah exactly the same point, and this is something Yavon fought against. For Yavon, the world in its natural state is its ideal state. That is where it's meant to be. For Yisrael, the world in its state is something that we're meant to be here to be masakim. The Rebbe Shalom left a world that is not complete for us to be mamshach. It's a famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Tazria that says that years later, Turnus Rufus argues to Rabbi Akiva, and he says to him, what's greater, Maaseh Hashem, Maaseh Adam, what's greater, that you could do better than the creator of the universe? And Rabbi Akiva pulls out wheat and says, this is the Maaseh Hashem, and a cake or bread, and says, this is Maaseh Adam. And Turnus Rufus says to him, why did you not, Hashem not make a person Tomim, if you wanted him Tomim, Brismilos, to make him mull with Brismilos? And Rabbi Akiva says, why, you know, you think he's Tomim, you cut the umbilical cord. And the Machlokes is that Edom following Yavon is saying that the natural state of things is the ideal state. They celebrated games to find out which body has the greatest physical capacity to run, to throw, to jump. Because what part of nature is its ideal? And Yisrael comes with a whole vision that will eventually get you Yom HaMashiach and Olam HaBa. We're here in this world to bring a world into a different place, into a different state. The natural order of things, the natural power structures is not the way the world's meant to be. And all of that is something that's what Turnus Rufus is arguing. But you can do, let's even say you have one God like you say, you can do better than your own creator. Rabbi Akiva says, of course, look, he's created a world where things are not in their ideal state, they're not in their finished state. He gives us wheat. He lets us take it as a shut of my sabratius and turn it into the final finished product. And so too the form of the human being is incomplete, says Turnus Rufus. So why didn't he make it complete with Bris Mila? Says Rabbi Akiva, but you cut the umbilical cord. In other words, from the word go, we are shutfim in turning an imperfect thing into a perfect thing. That's the perfection of my sabratius, that he's left us a space to do it. Kiddush HaChodesh is of course a similar thing. Shabbos is a similar thing. Shabbos is every day, every week, we see what the world is supposed to be, so that Sheish Yom Tasem Anachdecha, so that we go back and then bring the world closer to it for 6 days. Then we go again, what should it be? So we bring it closer. But you can only do that if you're claiming, you can only be Shoyim Shabbos if you're claiming the world is not the way it's meant to be. It's got to become a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. If you're claiming you're a Shutuf, you're a partner with the creator of the universe in creating the universe. Kiddush HaChodesh. To the Greek, the idea that there's a calendar, fine. There's celestial things orbiting, fine. There's even, you want to say, spiritual things going on those days, fine. But the idea that the universe is being determined, its calendar dates and its spiritual energy by us, by Kiddush HaChodesh, by if we've seen it, it happens. If we haven't, if the base doesn't declare it, it doesn't happen. That you're a shutuf with that too. The Malachim should sit there waiting to decide whether they're going to be Yom HaDin or not, based on what we're doing down here. This is the thing that's always being targeted. The Issarusa de la Sata, the capacity within human beings to bring out Torah, bring out Kedusha, and to bring, that's what's being targeted all the time. Greeks had a notion of a single creator, or single force, single prime mover, Aristotle called it, but not one that would care what goes on in this world, and not one that we can contact and have a dvekus in. They said, Kisvu lechem al keren hashor, not ein eloika, there's no God, but ein lonu chelek bo eloika Yisrael. We have no relationship or portion in the God of Israel. We have no ability to do godly things in this world. That's what they're targeting. The mockery of man. The Greeks believed in glory, but glory is what nature gave you. We believe in hoyd, and hoyd is the space that Rabbi Shalom gives us to bring the Ohr of Hashem into the world. And of course that's what Torah Shabbat Peh is. The Torah Shabbat Peh that Rav Yeshua can say, it's Eloi Bashamayimi, it's Paskin Acharei Rabim Lahatois, that we are going to decide down here how to be Kovei Adin. That is something to the Greek. Tell us there's a divine Torah we can cope, but tell us you're going to be Ma'orah. That's not doable. And therefore Chanukah is Kuloi about the world in its actual state, and the world from Oretz upwards, the world of Beis Hillel, the world of we can be Ma'orah. We can even then create. Of course, all those different things are part of Chanukah. Chanukah is 8 days, exactly connected to Bris Milah. And Chanukah, therefore, always has a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh. And Chanukah is a creation of the Torah Shabbat Peh and the Chachamim. This is why it is. Because it's kol kuloi, this sense of the whole war was this. Everything was this. Going to be madlik the nair, no one told them to do it. But it's all that's happening from down below to be Mo'ira. In my Sabereshus, everything is an Amira of Hashem. V'yoyim elikim v'asorma moros nivra oilam. There's 10 sayings, and there's one saying that is not brought to completion. V'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'yodim nefesh chayim. Every speech begins with air. It begins with breathing. And then it's formed by the lips, tongue, teeth, palate, into words, into speech. And there's one speech that stays the breath of Hashem. It never becomes words. And that's the way, Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. He breathes into the Adam, the Nishmas Chayim. Who's going to turn that into something? That's what we have to do. We have to make the Devar Hashem, that's the Koach HaTorah Shebaal Peh. There's one other time where we find the Ruach Elokim that also stays in a state before it becomes, and that's in the first and the second possible Torah. The Ruach Elokim Marachatas Al Pnei Hamayim. The world is dark, there's a Ruach Elokim, and then Vayom Elokim Yihyar, God says, let there be light. And that light, Rashi tells us, is Gonaz. That light is then withdrawn. It's there, La'osid Lovoy. It's for Tzadikim La'osid Lovoy. That light, different Midrashim, according to one, it shone for all, Shiva Yom Ebereshis. According to another, only shone for Adam Rishon and Gan Eden, for the 36 hours of Gan Eden. That light is then withdrawn. And what Adam does straight after Shabbos is he lights a fire, that's our Havdalah, to say that it's now up to me to bring the Or HaShem into the world. This is something we've mentioned here before, that this is why when Adam does a chit, and Hashem calls out a Yekah, and the Medrash Eicha says that's a Gematria, Lamed Vav. It's saying, where's my 36 hours of light? Where's my Or, the Or of Hashem? Your job is to complete the sentence. Your job is the Isarus of the Rasata. Your job is now to bring that Or into the world. That's what Chanukah is going to be, which is why Chanukah is all about Or. And this is why every time we find Yisrael, which is the part of the world that is here to bring the Lamed, to bring those that light into the world, so everything about Yaakov Avinu is always to do with the number 36. When he gets the name Yisrael, after fighting through the night, through the Choshech of what's effectively Yavon and Edoim, as he fights to them, of course, there's a link to Chanukah. He goes back to find Pachim Ketanim, to find little jars. And the Medrash says, you go back for the little jars, I'll give you Nes Chanukah. And in that Choshech, in that darkness, he fights. By morning, he's called Yisrael. And then it says, Vayizach Loya Shemesh, the light comes for him, says the Maharil, the word that it comes for him, that it's now the Isarusa de la Sata, you'll bring it from down here, is Lamed Vav, is Kenega, those original 36 hours of life. And so it goes on. And there's many midrashim of Rocha, live 36, the Seder Olam says Leah's Gematria 36. Wherever we turn, we see the same thing. Many other Ramos into this. B'nai Yisosel says that Hashkocha, the Shas is almost always, it comes out in 36 Masechtas. We have a Hashkocha that we put Tomid and Mira. But it's, that's again the same point. And the beautiful Nekuda of Chanukah is this exact idea that it's our avoider to bring that light into the world. It's our avoider to take the potential of the Ruach HaLakim Rachavis and turn it into a Yehi Or, that's our avoider. And Zois Chanukah, the eighth day, is when we finally finish bringing it all into the world. And this is why it's an interesting, there's only one halacha, perhaps, where you have Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, and everybody in Yisrael keeps Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. The halacha is Nerish HaVesai, every day commemorate our capacity to bring the Or of Hashem into the world. Nerish HaVesai, one light per household. The Mahadrin, those who want to bring extra beauty, that's what Isarus of the Rasata is, that we want to bring even more light. Everybody should light a Ner in the house. Everyone has a Koyach to bring Or into the world. And the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Now we have Beis Shammai, says 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we have Beis Hillel, which we pass and says, be Moisif. Always add more, because as the Isarus de Rosata, we awaken from within it, until finally on Zois Chanukah, on the last day of Chanukah, we have the full culmination of the Oiris. Which is interesting, that up till the seventh day, you light 28 candles, which is Koyach, you have the potential. But by the eighth day, you light Lamed Vav, the last eight bring it to 36 candles. Keneged the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, keneged our ability to be the Isarus de Rosata, to bring back the Yehi Or of my Sabereshus. And that says the Medrash. Ruach Elokim Rachat, that's the Spirit of God, that's the Yemos HaMashiach. That's Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. That's a potential within us. And when we can say Yehi'ar, we're going to bring your light. We're going to fight to make sure there's Mila. We're going to fight to make sure the extra dimension, the eighth dimension of Kedusha can be brought through our Maisim into the world. We're going to fight to make sure there's a Yom Shekudosh Shabbos. We're going to fight to make sure there's our ability to do Kiddush HaChodesh. We can keep the Torah Shabbat Peh alive. We're going to fight against the Choshech. And when we do, we're going to keep lighting the Neiros. We're going to bring that in. That becomes the aura that becomes Lefi. The Atal Sakanim, the R that will be the Asid Lavoy, the R of that first Pasuk of the Torah of Yemai Samashiach and Olam Abba, that we should be Zoycha to Bimheir of Yemen.